This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
As is the case with some of the local teams, there are times in life where we see our loved ones struggle, especially as they get older. The sponsor of this show, the law firm Condori & Murad, can guide you through the process of managing a healthcare or financial power of attorney. They can even secure you guardianship or conservatorship for a family member. Schedule a free consultation with their elder law and estate planning attorneys today. Visit kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them G&D sent you. If you tell them that we sent you, they can give you a discount. kmlawyers.com. If you missed any part of today's show, including our reaction to the big breaking news that Marshawn Lattimore was traded to the Commanders or Austin Eckler on the show at 5 o'clock, you can podcast when we're done at thefandc.com. But let's dive into analysis from someone who covers this Commanders team and is the dean of the beat out in Ashburn, and that is our buddy John Keim. John, it has been a long time since on a trade deadline day, Washington was a buyer, and you were working the phones to see what they were going to do. What do you make of them doing what is kind of the obvious thing? They needed corner help. They went out and got a corner, and it happens to be that they got the best corner on the market.
Yeah, this isn't ha-ha Clinton Dix a few years ago, right? It's kind of a couple steps above that. No, I mean, they took advantage of the Saints being in a selling position, for sure. They absolutely needed to fortify that corner room. And there's always risk involved anytime you make a trade. But this one is worth it because you're giving up a third and a fourth, but you're getting back a four-time Pro Bowler. They haven't had a Pro Bowl corner since, what was it, D-Hall in 2010? You know, like, they haven't had that number one guy. They needed a guy like this. So if he fits in your program, you've got him for two more years, and you can probably redo the contract because there's no guaranteed money and maybe make it even more favorable to you. So a lot of upside. And, again, he's a four-time Pro Bowl corner who still plays very well. The trickle-down, too, is now you can put Benjamin St. Juste back in a spot where he's more the number two corner, which is more of his – of who he is. Then you can put Mike Samardzija back inside, which is where they wanted him when they drafted him, and they had to move him outside because they had no choice. So there's that trickle-down effect, and you can also then increase what you want to call defensively with Joe Witt with playing more man, which also then can help some of the package, the pressure packages that you can implement. So there's just a lot of trickle-down from this one move.
What does it mean specifically, John, for how they're going to deploy on field? Like, what does Lattimore do? What does it open up? Go into that.
He can play a lot. He can play man really well, and you have a lockdown guy in that. So now you can vary your coverages, right? I mean, you couldn't – they definitely played man. We saw that they did not always play it very well. And there were times, Danny, where you're watching them. It's like if you had another half second, a split second here, Johnny Newton is getting to the quarterback, or John Allen was getting the quarterback, right? So now conceivably you have that guy who can buy you that extra second. If you want to run certain pressure packages, you need to be able to disrupt at the line. And now you have a guy who can do that. So that's something you can, you know, again, you can, it's not just, you can play man, but if you don't have guys who can play it well, is it really going to hurt the offense, right? And so I think you just, this just gives you more of that ability to increase what you want to do and want to run.
John, it's funny. We had a guy on who covers the Saints, and he told us that there's some thought maybe that the hamstring injury is like a Davante Adams type deal, where maybe as soon as he gets to Ashburn, it's going to feel a lot better. Now, I'm sure there's something going on, and he's not 100%, but nobody is. Do we know, like, is this an injury that they're worried about, or does it feel like part of that was that he was at odds with the team and they were ready to trade him and he was ready to be traded?
Well, I can't say for sure, right? I've heard that same thing, and clearly I don't think he was too happy in New Orleans. And I think we all know how things go in those situations. We've seen it here, right? And you want to make, I don't think it's anything that's serious, but you know, with hamstrings, what you also know is you have to get those right because they can become a big pain, right? They have the physical that he's got to pass still, but you know, he's on a, you know, I don't know that I see a problem. I can't say for sure. I have a feeling there may be some really, really good recovery going on.
It's that time zone recovery.
It's like the Davante Adams thing was amazing. As soon as he crossed the time zone, man, did he start feeling better.
Yeah. The water in Ashburn is a lot better these days. And so I think there's, you know, some purification going on there.
Indeed. John Kime with us here on G&D. What kind of dude is he? So I think it's been tough to get a read just because in terms of, I don't think he loves doing media stuff. No crime there, but it's sort of tough to get a read on it. I know he's a part of your fraternity there with the Ohio State crew. I know he played with Terry and Noah Brown and company. So I'm sure there's some research that went on there, but how does he fit into this group? And it's easy to roll eyes at it, John, but when they're 7-2, all that stuff about brotherhood and being together,
it
actually works now. Whereas when you're 5-12, I don't care about it, but seems to be kind of a magic bus ride. How does he fit in?
Yeah, and I think there's a couple important points here. So one, you know, what you hear about him is he's the things I've heard from him from people who had coached there would be that, you know, fine in the locker room, right? Not necessarily considered a leader, but that's okay. He doesn't have to be here, right? I mean, corners typically are not, but I would say Mike Sammerstill is one who would be. And so I don't know that there's a problem there, but you also have guys like Bobby Wagner who can help with whatever you need. So you don't have to be that guy. All he has to do is come here and play his position well. That's it. He doesn't have – so then you also – I think what also helps is the what they've created with Dan Quinn out there and the vibes in the locker room. It's he's coming – he's leaving a situation – that it certainly seems like he did not want to be a part of. And I don't know that, you know, who could blame him, like with what's going on there. It sounds like it just wasn't the best for him. You're now coming to the opposite. So I think that alone will help anybody, right? So I think that matters too. But the leadership you have with guys on that defense right now, I don't think that you could have, even in some other years, even when they were okay a few years ago, I don't know that you could have absorbed somebody, not necessarily Lattimore, but you could have absorbed someone and felt good about the culture they were going into. And I think this is a good spot for someone to come, especially if you're coming from a place where maybe it wasn't going as well for you in recent years.
John Kime on Grant and Danny with us on The Fan. Marshawn Lattimore traded to the Commanders. If you're just getting in the car out of the office to head home, they're giving up a third rounder, a fourth rounder, and a sixth rounder for Lattimore and a fifth round pick. The third rounder will be the lower of the two third round picks, their own, which potentially now if they make the playoffs and make a run could be a late third round pick. They're actually keeping the Philly third round pick they got for Dotson by way of Miami, which at the moment, John, is actually really high in the third
round.
Really good. It's a really good third-round pick.
It is. And that's the thing. Like, again, I didn't know that they were going to be willing to go this high. But if they were going to do that, it had to be for a guy who factors into your future as well. And, again, he signed for two more years. But this still gives them – they still have seven picks. They still have a lot of cap room for next year. They're still in a good spot. to fortify their roster in multiple ways. Now, they will have a lot of free agents on their own roster next year. They don't have, I think there's only like 30 guys under contract, but they're still able to then go out and build through the draft because that's what Adam Peters has said he wants to do. You still have 7 picks. And like you said, like you still have 3 picks that are going to be in a good range to help add good talent to your roster.
This is incredibly early and probably irresponsible of me to ask, John, but here it goes. I'm nothing if not irresponsible.
Have I made my reservations for New Orleans in February? I have not yet.
First of all, I love that. You're late.
We've already got our hotels booked.
Yeah, we got a guy. But in terms of his contract, it's not crazy for the next couple of years, 18-plus. You know, I think he's in the teens in terms of salary rankings at the quarterback spot. A decent bargain if he plays at the level everybody hopes. Any discussion there, any thought there to what they might do with that contract? If they want to restructure, if they want to extend, and there's an out after the season, what are your thoughts there?
Yeah, I don't know yet. I think that's something we'll find out in the coming days. But yes, they can, if... Here's the thing, like if it for some reason doesn't work and he doesn't fit, or if there's like if the injury becomes an issue or whatever, who knows? You can cut him without any penalty because he doesn't have guaranteed money left. If it does work and you want to keep him around, you can extend him and lower those cap hits for a couple, right? So you can make it a more palatable deal.
But they can cut him at the end of the year with no penalty?
There's no more guaranteed money.
Okay.
So that, you know, so I think like that's a key. And so, they're in a good spot with that. But like I said, the risk is you're giving up some of those picks and all that, but when you have a chance to get a guy who can be considered a number one corner, and I don't even think it's a big risk. I just think it's one you have to take.
Sure. It seems like a no brainer. To me, it is too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
Do you agree with me on this? So, with Quinn and Joe Witt in the fold, in their roles, as involved as they are defensively with their track records as far as coaching up secondaries, this is a guy that is not like some random second-year player. He has been a star in this league for years. Coaches, small fraternity, they all know each other. They all study the film. They've coached against him. I feel like they know implicitly what he is. And I have confidence in... Like, is he a fit? How will they use him? This is not the, like, Haynesworth comes and it's a different position.
No.
Or, you know, Josh Norman. Like, they know exactly what he can do and what he can't do, how they're going to use him. They probably thought about having him for years.
Yes.
Don't you agree?
I definitely agree. I don't think this is not a fire-aim-ready group like maybe some other ones have been. This is ready-aim-fire. So I think you're going to know what you're getting. The one thing with, like, Peters and Dan Quinn, like, the collaboration – etc., I think makes a difference. We saw, Grant, we covered those teams where you had, you know, Bruce Allen, those guys signing players the coaches didn't want, and then them having to figure out how best to use them. Like, it was, my God, the moronic things that went on out there, right? I mean, and like, that was part of it. That's not what's going on now. So, yeah, if you're going to have a chance to get a guy, those guys are going to know this is how I would envision using him. And you know, we also know in that defense, they like corners who are physical. Marshawn Lattimore is physical. They like corners. I mean, he can play man coverage very well. You know, they like that too. So, yes, I don't worry about the fit. And I think one thing that you saw in free agency last year is how important fit was to them. What you didn't see with this is, like, usually a lot of the players they brought in, almost all of them, had connections to the staff somehow. And, like, you don't necessarily have that with this one. However, I think, you know what the talent is, and these guys have connections in the league. They know what they're getting, you know? So I don't worry about that at all. I think they have done a good job of finding guys who fit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's so hard in a team game. I mean, quarterback's maybe the only spot that really does change everything. So it's hard to say that this changes everything. We know right. They're better. Quantify it for us, though, right? If you want to put a number to it, if you want to say now they can compete with some of the best teams. I mean, I have no idea how to do it, John. But this makes them better how much, I guess, is a fancy way to say it.
Well, so here, let's look at it like this. Like I said, there's a trickle-down. Benjamin St. Juice was being asked – Benjamin St. Juice was like the new Reed Dowdy, where he's being asked to do things because the organization prior and whatever had not done enough to improve that position. And so he now gets to move back to a spot where he's got someone opposite him where he doesn't have to cover every top receiver, because sometimes those receivers were not good matchups for them or for him, right? Different styles. Now you can match for a style with him. You know, and then you play Samra still goes inside where he excels. Like, that guy is tough and smart and competes outside, but they like him inside. So now you strengthen your inside as well. But the other part of it, too, is they play in a division where C.D. Lamb twice a year, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith twice a year, Malik Nabers now twice a year. You needed to get somebody who was good at that position to just compete, and especially you got the Eagles in a week and a half. Like, you know, that's going to be a fun matchup. And you now have a guy who can go out and cover A.J. Brown, and maybe, you know, it makes him better because you can match up better. And again, I think it really enhances, in theory, on paper, it should enhance your pressure packages too, because you just, you know, I think if you had just gotten like a defensive tackle, it's not going to have that kind of an impact. Because this one is like, there's a trickle down that I think is a little bit more tangible, I think.
John, awesome. Thank you. We appreciate you. We'll read the work at ESPN.com. Thank you, buddy.
All right, guys. Thanks.
You got it. It's John Keim with us on Grant and Danny. I just can't get past 1 year ago, trade deadline, sell-off, sweat, young, we're reacting. It's completely, not only unforeseen and everyone should be shocked, but it doesn't happen that 1 year later you kind of see where you were going back up. In other words,
the elevator went all the way down to the basement.
Exactly. Bing. The elevator, we went past the lobby, and we went down to P3, where we're parking, right? And now we're going back up and seeing the lobby 1 year later on the way toward the penthouse. It does not happen that quickly. It is not. We haven't even gotten out of the elevator yet, it feels like. And we're seeing ourselves as we're going back up 1 year later. It's just amazing. But cannot wait for Sunday and the Pittsburgh Steelers coming to town. Presumably he'll play in that game. As I said, whether you win or you lose against Pittsburgh, it's not going to be because their wide receivers take your lunch, and it's because Lattimore played or didn't play. Mm-hmm. But he just said it. That Eagles matchup next Thursday will be at the link.
To me, that's the whole point.
To have him opposite St. Juice for the A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith wide receiver pairing that you've got to deal with.
Yeah.
Now you got a shot.
And that's the point. That's the idea, right? Is the same reason or rationale. I'm saying, hey, I would love like one more receiver who could get open in certain things. It's not for week five against Carolina or whatever. It's for that great matchup against the great team. That's the point of this here, is you don't get him so you can beat up a bad team. We've been doing that. We got that good. If you come in here limping, you're going to get your ass kicked. See Carolina, see Cleveland. You're gonna catch them. This is for the marquee matchup where it's going to be a one-score game. It's close to the vest. It's, you know, cold weather football, the whole nine yards, NFCs, blah, blah, blah. Playoff time. That's why you go get the A player for that kind of a moment, right? And now he's in the building.
They are really, really good. And they got better today.
Mm-hmm.
Detroit is the only team in the NFC that based on the work that's been turned in this season, you can say has a definitively better resume, statistically, analytically, whatever. Not coincidentally, also the only team better than them in the standings at 7-1.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody else, Atlanta, Minnesota, Philadelphia, Green Bay, Arizona, Chicago, whoever else you want to bring up. By the way, they've beaten some of the teams I just named. Those are the playoff teams in the NFC right now. There's nobody else going into today that you would have said was definitely better than Washington. And after this trade, they either closed the gap on whoever you think might be better, or they pulled away a little more. Because you know who didn't make a trade today? Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
right? Philadelphia didn't do anything. That might be the biggest deal of the whole day, is Washington got their guy, did what they wanted to do, an active, aggressive, risk-taking, move-making Howie Roseman didn't. And we were talking, I don't even remember who the guest was a week ago, and I was saying, why is the NFL trade deadline always signing of a bummer? Why is it always a letdown? And they said, a lot of it is, you know, you don't get a whole lot of new blood at GM as often as you do in other sports, and the young guys tend to be more aggressive and more willing to kind of put their necks out there to make moves, and the older guard doesn't. Adam Peters is getting his first crack at this thing. He's not resting. He doesn't just sit there and watch football. The guy is here to chew bubble gum and to make the football team better, and they do it day in and day out. Brick by brick, they've been building this thing up, and you only get so many opportunities. Free agency home run, draft home run, trade deadline today, a massive addition, and he had to give up some picks in the process, but it was really prudent. It was practical.
Mm-hmm.
You gave up a third, but you added a third with the Dotson Grand Slam trade that you made recently. You gave up a fourth, but it's basically a pick swap because you got a fifth back that could end up being 10, 15 picks lower, essentially. It's just really savvy moves.
It's good GMing. I mean, to your point, they kept their powder dry, right? Is you do the Dotson move before the season, maybe take some short-term pain. We didn't know how it'd play out. I guess they did, that he wasn't going to help them, and he hasn't helped his new team either. But now Philadelphia doesn't have their extra second-round pick, right? You took it. It's yours. The pick that's going to be in the top 10 in the third round, rather, is what I meant to say, not second round. That is Philadelphia's via Miami. That's going to Washington. So Washington now has a luxury second, third-round pick, right, where they can use. Philadelphia does not. That's going to Washington already. Howie Roseman didn't keep his powder dry for this kind of occasion. So you assembled a team where you can add to it because, again, you've got the resources now to kind of continue to improve. It's just good old-fashioned GMing. Hadn't happened around here in a long time.
No Wizards game tonight. No Capitals game tonight. No NFL game tonight. I have no idea what I'm going to concentrate on for the rest of the evening. There's just nothing going on.
I'm going to do Marshawn Lattimore highlights on YouTube.
That's not bad.
I'll do that for a while.
It's going to be such a reasonable, calm night in these here United States of America.
I'll just watch that, yeah.
Just nothing going on.
Nothing happening.
That might be what I'll do. The Marshawn Lattimore YouTube, I'll just crawl down that wormhole. Live in there for a couple hours. I'll go all the way back to the pick being announced with the 11th pick. In the 2017 NFL draft.
I've been pulling Marshawn Lattimore highlights all show long. Just
I've seen
playing
that.
Highlight. I mean, watching his highlight reel is just a blast.
Yeah. What's your breakdown having just watched, you probably watched highlights for most of the last 2 hours.
Darius Kuiper.
Yeah. Todd McShay. A lot of it is just, he seems to have a knack for making the game-changing, game-swinging play.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
sorry about it.
There's a lot of like, the peanut punch, the picking up the fumble, the big breakup on the third down or fourth down. I'm in love with what we're about to get.
This is our version of like Eric Bickle's 5-minute scouting report on quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Like you only get to watch the sizzle reel. You get to watch only the highlights. Now, in fairness, you're not watching some dude at Kentucky. This is just the 4-time Pro Bowler who's been an All-Pro. That's changing NFL games. But you got to be fired up. Adam Peters is handsome. And he made a move today. What else is there but to thank our lucky stars that Adam Peters is here? By the way, go grab your shirts. Let Adam cook the 106.7 The Fan merch store. I've got a link right now at Grant H. Paulson. Let's see who's getting sent home and getting immunity on Commander Survivor. All right, let's get the bad news out of the way first. Who is getting knocked off the island on a week where nobody really deserves to?
Yeah, this one was very tough because this person has been a beast all season long.
Oh, boy.
Brian Robinson.
Wow. No way.
He has been sent off the island.
He got immunity all season, like every other week, more than any other person.
Man. The leader with immunity. It's unbelievable.
He was the betting favorite on FanDuel to win Commander Survivor.
He was. And then the people voted him off. It was a very tight election here, but we had to vote him off.
He tried to play, you jerks. He went out on the field pregame. You saw the video like I did. He was lobbying Dan Quinn to play. And you guys kick him off the island?
What a stunning upset. The biggest election in D.C. today, Brian Robinson gets kicked off.
God forbid Austin Seibert gets eliminated. A couple of 37-yard field goals. Really put the Triscuit crackers in your stomach, huh? Take my arm, but don't vote off Austin Seibert. You just kicked off Brian Robinson, and you kept Austin Seibert.
Why are you yelling at people?
Because they voted off the bell cow in the backfield. The beast. Austin Seibert. Brian Robinson.
If they handed Austin Seibert, I still bet you'd get four.
The kicker is still left. You guys know that, right?
Yeah.
You could have eliminated him.
Everybody, listen, this is what happens when you're good. Everyone's playing well. You win games.
It was your endorsement that did it. Celebrity endorsements.
No.
They are telling. They are revealing.
Listen, it's who I voted off, but I didn't like doing it. I held my nose.
You should have held your words and not told people to vote off Brian Robinson.
Oh, I didn't tell them what to do.
You know what you did.
You
shake the tail when you walk.
Foreign influence over here.
Daris.
That's hilarious. It was close. Actually, no, it wasn't that close. Jeremy Chinn got a lot of votes, which is great. Everybody recognized how great he played this past weekend.
How many votes?
It was... Let me do my calculations here. Last minute calculation. I'm sure that'll go over well.
Has Maricopa County announced how many votes that we came out of there yet? It'll be a little while.
That's
right?
A good Grant Kornacki
of the
Grant
200.
Kornacki, it's my night. I'm such a Kornacki, Mark. I can't wait.
Of the 200,000 votes, he got 100,000 of those. So he got a good portion.
That's a big chunk.
That's good. Yeah. So who's getting sent home?
No, this is for immunity.
Sorry, who's getting immunity? That's what I meant.
Of those 200,000 plus votes, Terry McLaurin got the majority. When you catch two touchdowns, you get immunity.
God forbid he misses next week. You'll send his ass packing too. As long as Austin Seibert gets to win the thing. How many chip shots does it take to get to the middle of the Tootsie Pop?
Listen, just certify the votes and we'll move on to the next thing.
Unbelievable. We almost made it the whole day without doing any bad elections.
I know. It was, 6:26?
I woke up today, everyone's doing the like, what a big day. Can't wait to see who gets traded. I'm like, ugh. I was like, if we can get through the whole show. But we couldn't. We almost couldn't. I blame myself.
Just doing election dad jokes over here.
We're fine. Everybody's having a good time.
We're going
to
be fine.
Be nice to people. Don't hate people. Right? Everyone can be friends. We'll figure this thing out together. And remember, the Commanders are 7-2.
They're 7-2.
Marshawn Lattimore's coming to D.C.
All right.
Let's be in a good mood when he gets here, one way or the other. I know what you are. I know what you're not. You're not a cop. Grant and Danny saying so long. Thanks for listening. Linnell's next with Overtime.
Thank you for coming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.